Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book of theirs on the air. First today, Muncie listener Kevin Torwelli reviews Without You, a memoir of love, loss, and the musical Rent.
Anthony Rapp, an original cast member of the Pulitzer Prize-winning rock opera, writes a poignant, heartfelt memoir of his early days in Rent, as well as his relationship with his mother, who is dying of cancer during the early run of the show. Not just for Rent fans, the book weaves Rapp's experiences with his musical with his visits to his mother, who grows weaker every visit. Rapp is brutally honest as he shares his torn feelings with his responsibilities to the growing musical, and the shame he feels from not seeing his family enough. As his mother's final days draw near, he shares the increasingly emotional and revealing feelings as he takes time off work to fly to his family. Rapp does an amazing job of paralleling Mark, his character in Rent, with himself as he endures the pain of saying goodbye to his mother. Rapp shares the difficulty of reconciling some loose ends with his mother, in the same way his character, Mark, tries to tie off some loose ends with his dying friends. Both feel a sense of loss and uncertainty when they lose loved ones, and both grow as a result of that loss. While never self-indulgent, one can sense Rapp is writing his thoughts down for a way to heal himself. He sometimes justifies his past actions as he tells them. Other times, he writes as an older, wiser person, looking back on who he was when he was younger. As Rapp grows as a person throughout the book, we too get to see how one can change as they cope with love and loss. Near the end, we are left with a line from a play. Grief does not expire like a candle or the beacon on a lighthouse. It simply changes temperature. Rapp takes us to the end of his tearful, cathartic journey and leaves the reader with a sense of hope for our own loved ones, as well as a desire to make the most of the time we have with them. I'm Kevin Torwelli for BookSpeak.
Next, another listener from Muncie.
Zoli, the sixth book by Irish author Colum McCann, tells the story of a Romani poet who is exiled by her people for, among other dangerous deeds, learning to read and write. Zoli's family is killed by fascists in the 1930s when she is but a girl in what was then called Czechoslovakia. Loosely based on the life of a Polish gypsy poet, Zoli tells of a gifted singer who flourishes within her own culture until outsiders take an interest in her songs. Two European men decide to publish her chapbook of poems. Eventually, her work is read on the radio, and her name is brandished in the halls of power as an example of the new gypsy. When sweeping political reform uproots her people yet again, she is blamed and banished. In researching his breakout novel, This Side of Brightness, McCann lived among the homeless population in New York's subway tunnels. And for Dancer, a fictionalized reshaping of Rudolf Nureyev's life, he captured the dancer's balletic grace in his prose. He is a brave writer who challenges our assumptions as he writes from the points of view of women, homeless black men, young people in Northern Ireland, even gay Muslim ballet dancers. But for Zoli, he says, quote, "I didn't want to be the end voice on all of this about things Romani. I wanted the stories to create other stories for other writers, especially Romani writers. To be a gypsy in Eastern Europe meant, and often still means, harassment and death. There are 12 million Rom in the world today, a number close to the population of the Jews, yet the wider world knows next to nothing of their stories, be it the brutal boot of fascists or the smarmy, sentimental inquiries of scholars. The Romani people won't be free until they tell their own stories, a slow-going task for a culture with no written language. You can make them swallow any lie with enough sugar and tears," McCann writes in this book. "They will lick the tears and sugar and make of them a paste called sympathy." Without sugarcoating the tragedy or playing the easy sympathy notes, Colum McCann navigates the complicated terrain of the Romani culture and shows us that amid the grief and regret in this people's long history is a spirit unmatched and unbeatable. I'm Andrew Scott for BookSpeak.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Visit our website, bsu.edu/IPR, for all the details. Support for BookSpeak is provided in part by a grant from the Newcastle Henry County Community Foundation and the Delaware County Community Foundation. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak. I'm Brian Eckstein.